Hi folks, welcome to Friday's Luke with Luke. We are still with Jesus in the temple and his reply to his parents. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, verse 48. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Just some things that, I mean, these are very familiar words for many of us, but just some things to note. Firstly, these are Jesus's first recorded words. You know, when a baby has their first recorded words, you want them to be, like I was saying to the congregation, a father wants his child to be saying, "Dad, Dad, Dad." We don't know what Jesus's first recorded words were, but the first words were, but we do know what his first recorded words were. And then we also notice that the relationship with the Father. So the Father was able to say, "This is my Son whom I love." This is to be later on. At this stage, the Son is saying, "I am in my Father's house." So there's a self-awareness here, and this is quite holy ground in lots of ways. Matthew 11, 25 says this, "At that time Jesus said, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.'" So Jesus, when he was an adult, said there are little children who have some revelation almost of this. And he himself was aware of his relationship. Now later on, he was also to say to those who sold doves, this is John 2:16, he said, "Get these out of here, stop turning my father's house into a market." So Jesus was aware that the temple was his father's house. When it says here, "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" You could also translate that as the footnote has, or "be about my father's business." So I think in this, there is a deep personal consciousness of his relationship to the Father. John 10:30, "I and the Father are one." Psalm 40, verse 7. "Then I said, 'Here I am, I have come to do your will. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law was in my heart.'" So I think even at this early age, not only is there that awareness, but there's a sense of mission and a compulsion, what one theologian calls the divine must. I love B.B. Warfield's The Emotional Life of Our Lord. But when we think about the life of Jesus and how he certainly felt this relationship with God, his Father, and he felt this compulsion to do God's will. And I think the key reflection on all of this is the relationship between the Father and the Son, and ultimately the Spirit. God is love, and before human beings or angels came along, because we are not eternal, who did God love? Well, the answer is the Father and the Son and the Spirit lived in a trinity of love. That didn't cease when Christ came to earth. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And that is what is being given to us. The Father so loves that he gives his beloved Son. The Son so loves that he obeys the Father and he gives himself for us. The Spirit so loves. Even in this incident of the temple, there's this extraordinary depth of the love of Christ, the love of God, the love of the Father, the love of the Spirit. So I leave you with that, and hopefully see you tomorrow for the last one we're going to do in this series just now. All right, bye.